Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Troy Fautanu is officially the Steelers' starting right tackle. The depth chart now reflects that. Broderick Jones listed as the backup, and Tomlin said today that Jones will rep at both left tackle and right tackle as the Steelers' swing tackle. And all of that gibberish there from Tomlin on, we're going to let this week be our guide. I mean, what could possibly happen in 3 days of practice where after watching Fautanu play well and Jones commit three penalties in six plays, Troy Fautanu would have to bump his head, completely black out, forget how to play football, show up in practice, not know what to do anymore, not know where he was, in order to lose the job.
Man, that would be a hell of a situation.
Yeah, I mean,
if that happened to Dan Moore, he'd still start at left tackle.
It's just complete hogwash. He's trying to keep Broderick Jones engaged. I don't know if you heard what Kabali said about the situation, but his take is that once Jones found out that he wasn't the starter, he basically was like, okay, I'm not really interested anymore. Another comment by someone close to the team, first Hoke, now Kabali, gauging the interest level of Broderick Jones, and both of them saying interest not good. Hoke when Jones showed up to training camp, now Mark effectively saying that maybe there was a major letdown in Jones and he just logged off and unplugged when he found out that they liked Fautanu more.
I mean, it's really that they like Dan Moore more than him, because he was supposed to take over for Dan Moore. And if Fautanu, he has to feel like Fautanu getting hurt has resulted in nothing happening to Fautanu, because he immediately got the job back, even though I thought Jones was fine against the Falcons. He has to feel like Fautanu getting hurt didn't hurt Fautanu at all and cost him a job, because apparently Dan Moore is a monolith at left tackle. I was probably starting to rep against Dan Moore at left tackle. Maybe if I came into camp not in the mindset I should have been in, I'll be in it now. My talent will win out. It'll show through. Poof. Fautanu gets hurt. The other guy everyone has acknowledged is literally incapable of playing the other side. I got to go over there. And now suddenly that guy got his job right back after what? Tomlin said something. I know this might not even be on your list of things to play here. He said something about how much Fautanu had played in the preseason that I thought was absolute BS. He basically got asked, like, you usually need to see guys, like, prove it to you, and Fautanu didn't play much. And he said, oh, what are you talking about? Yeah, he did.
Was there something about Broderick heading into this game, or was it more what Troy was doing?
It was more reflective of what Troy was doing. Troy had been lighting it up. I don't talk a lot during the preseason, particularly about rookies, because it doesn't help me and it doesn't help them. But based on my actions in terms of putting him in the lineup, I'm sure you have an understanding of what I was looking at in team development.
It wasn't even that. It was a different question just about the limited number of reps Fautanu had had, and he's citing like an elevated practice against the Bills or whatever.
He did say that, yeah.
So I don't know, man. I just can't get over the fact that if Fautanu doesn't get hurt, I wonder if Jones is even in the situation he's in. And I think I could understand being Jones figuring, okay,
if Fautanu never gets hurt, I think Jones is on the bench week one and he doesn't play against Atlanta and Fautanu doesn't get rotated out against Denver.
Well, that's my take. Then you think, so you just think that's actually worse, because you think he just wouldn't have beaten out Dan Moore.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty clear
that Dan Moore had a better attitude about things. And more.
Why would he be worried about having a bad attitude? Yeah, they drafted a guy in the first round, but he had been the starter for 3 years, so he started from day one as a rookie. Like, he has to probably know in the back of his mind that Mike Tomlin loves veterans. loves his older players. He has,
but not enough to give Moore an extension, and not enough to stop drafting offensive tackles to play over him.
I hope Broderick Jones, if he mentally checked out, gets over it. And I'm trying to look at this optimistically, that if Tomlin was like legit pissed at him, like he obviously hated the way Dotson carried himself, you couldn't get an answer out of Mike on Kevin Dotson. You remember when people would try to ask at times? He would absolutely put him in the doghouse with his answers in pressers.
Yeah, it's one thing to put a fourth-round pick in the doghouse, though. This is the guy that you traded up for with the 14th pick.
I know, but it was also a guy who was like ticketed for, I thought, long-term stardom. Not stardom, but he was going to be a steady starter.
Yeah, he had a good rookie year. It was actually very reminiscent of Jones. He came into the lineup. He was probably their best lineman when he was in there.
I just hope
then he got buried after that, and kind of the same thing's happening. History is repeating itself,
I guess,
Chris.
I've just got to hope that the way Tomlin talked about Jones means that Tomlin is, A, not actually that pissed at the player other than for the holding stuff, and that he thinks the player will get past this. I mean, Kabali can say that. Hoke can say that about two separate times. You never hear the guy publicly. And I guess if we're to believe Mike, he doesn't really care a lot of the time what guys say publicly, because it's what behind closed doors what happens that matters to him. But I still don't think publicly Jones has been a malcontent at all about this. When I could understand being the pick 15th in a draft, you fill in at a spot you're not naturally accustomed to playing and didn't think you'd be drafted to play. You say, I'll play wherever they put me. You go out there and do pretty well once you get kind of the battlefield promotion. They draft another guy, presumably so that you can slide over to your natural position. He gets hurt. You go right back to that position and do, I think, a service of... We're talking about like him, oh, he's looked really bad. He looked bad in a preseason game. Then he went out in the regular season, played fine, still lost his job. That would chap my ass, too, if I were in his spot. I haven't even gotten a chance to prove what I can do at the position that I actually was drafted to play. Now you're benching me, or you're going to do some BS, like, rotational thing, like this is college football? I would just be frustrated if I were him. And maybe it is on him that he came in with a certain kind of attitude. I can't comment on that. I wasn't there. I don't know how much of this is one of those situations where a guy doesn't seize the job and then suddenly after the fact you start hearing about, well, his attitude was this, this, or this. I didn't hear any of that about Broderick Jones during camp. Only now, suddenly, after he had admittedly one of the worst games I could imagine a guy having,
I agree.
Is that coming out now?
I agree, but the one thing you did hear, regardless of attitude, was that Moore was better than him in training camp. You did hear that. That was not something that got said in hindsight after Moore played a good game against Atlanta. That was a consistent thing. And I took it with a grain of salt because it's practice.
But again,
it's not real games.
Was he
Kenny
playing
Pickett
better,
looked great in practice
last
year.
Was he playing
year.
Better than Broderick Jones, and they were both repping at the same position? Not always.
No, not always.
Because Jones was still getting cross-trained here.
And he's still going to get
and
cross-trained. Tomlin said that again today.
He's
Listen.
Being punished for his versatility.
Do you plan to continue to cross-train him at both right and left tackle? What advantages do you see to that approach?
We've been doing that. That was going to be his role regardless of who starts and who doesn't. He is the most positioned guy of the three to swing.
Tomlin expects the biggest jump from players from year one to year two. That's when they really come into their own as NFL players, as pros. He has said that countless times. I'm sorry, it was not the plan for them, for the guy they'd moved up for, to be their swing tackle in year two.
I just wonder when does... So, again, I'll ask, barring any injuries, that I don't want to see anybody get hurt, even, you know, definitely don't want to see Dan Moore get hurt, even though you hear me slag him all the time. What is the end game here?
Moore leaves after this season, and then Jones becomes their left tackle next year, is my guess.
Are we sure they're not going to just put Spencer Anderson back out there and say, hey, he had a great attitude about everything? I don't know, man. It just, they handled Frazier one way because they had really very few other options, and Herbig got hurt. He immediately slotted in as their center. I think he's done very well through two games. Fautanu barely played in the preseason. He's older and more experienced than Jones, so they slotted him right back in. They have, even though Jones, I would argue, of the three players I just named, clearly has the highest amount of potential based on his athletic ability and everything else. Even though that's all true, in my opinion, they have handled him like he is the redheaded stepchild here of the three. Like the guy, almost like the ugly duckling.
And if now they're trying to change the narrative and say, well, we expected that Jones was going to take a long time to be a good NFL player because of his lack of experience in college. If that is their new, if that's the new company policy, if that's the spin, exactly, then it was a bad pick.
Because, if that was the company policy, why did they play him out of position right away as a rookie, basically? What, 7 or 8 games into that season, he was starting? What was the Jags game where Chooks mouthed off?
Yeah, that's right. They thought he was good enough to just step in there and replace a guy that they had given $30 million to as a player with virtually no right tackle experience in big games, in college games, or pro games whatsoever.
More to the point. More to the point. He also played as the starter in the Baltimore game and played 66 snaps after playing 51 in week 4 against Houston. He got like a bunch of kind of garbage time, I guess, because that Houston game got out of hand. Then he played every snap in a game they beat Baltimore. And that was at left tackle, you'll remember, right?
Yep.
So he fills in at the position. He gets 66 snaps. They win the game. You would think, all good, right? Right back to the bench for 2 more games where they only go 1-1. And then put in at his non-natural... It just does not make sense to me.
But if they drafted him to be a guy that was young and raw and all those things, and it was going to take time, then it was a bad pick because, A, they needed someone almost immediately, I think, to make their line better. And B, I just do not trust Pat Meyer and the coaching staff they've assembled to develop raw offensive linemen. When their track record is playing guys out of position and offensive linemen leave here and tend to get better, the younger ones, not Chooks who quit in New England, but you get what I'm saying. Like, the two guys they have now are the exact opposite. Fautanu and Frazier are guys that played a lot of college football. There wasn't much that an offensive line coach could do with them to say, let me take this piece of clay and make it into something. They're pretty much turnkey products. Jones, evidently, in their mind, was not.
I think most people, though, assume like if he would need to wait to play, it would be like maybe a 6 weeks into the season. Here's where they screwed up. Once he went in and played, I think, at bare minimum, a solid left tackle in like a sudden start against the Ravens, he never should have left the lineup. And he certainly shouldn't have left
it. And then what, you keep Chooks at right tackle and Dan Moore would have been done right then and there?
Yes! Yes! Oh my God, we're talking about it like it's Munoz and
I know,
give me a right tackle.
But I hate
Jack
Chooks.
Conklin.
I did not like Chooks either. I wanted him
on the bench
too.
Here's the only reason they didn't make that calculation. Do you want to know what it is? Because Chooks and Dan Moore are basically the same player. Dan Moore has a good attitude. Chooks has a bad attitude. That's it. Again, Broderick Jones, more than anything, a victim of circumstances around him that don't actually concern him.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.